It's time for everybody's favorite second date update.
All right. So you know the drill. If you go on a date and then don't hear back from the person you went out with, we'll try to call them to see what happened.
So we've got Albert on the phone. Albert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
hi,
man.
Guys. Hi. Hey. All right, Albert. So let's see. We got your email about Amy. Just for our listeners, tell us a little bit about how you met and about your date.
So I've been trying Tinder for quite some time now, and she matched. I mean, she was cute. She's the entire package. And she liked me back. And we start talking, and, you know, like texting and stuff. And then I ask her, like, hey, do you want to go out on a date? But she's not like, I mean, like, she's taking care of herself. So in person, the in-person, you know, like kind of like date, she was not
That's
up
not
for
happening,
it.
Right? Okay. So was it like a Zoom call?
So I did ask her on a Zoom call. I mean, I'm not a fan, but, you know, like, let's try it.
Sure.
Try to plan for it. Like, I asked her, like, what was, like, her kind of wine, her food, like, just to have, like, an actual date.
Okay.
So, oddly enough, we like the same wine. Like,
all right.
Like, yeah, there's a wine called the Seven Deadly Sins.
Sure.
And, you know, like, she liked it.
What kind of wine
and,
is
like,
that?
I liked it.
Seven Deadly Sins. It's a Zinfandel.
Oh, Seven Deadly Sins?
Yeah. You can actually get
wow.
it at Safeway.
No wonder Marcus likes it. It's a pun.
Yeah. We'll see what they did.
Oh, Lord.
Alberto, if you both like the same bottle of wine, I mean, it's your soulmates,
meant
basically,
to be.
Right? Soulmates.
I know, right? So we both agreed to get a bottle so we can drink at the same time.
Oh,
and
my God.
We,
forget it.
That's cute.
Hold on. You bought a bottle and she bought a bottle and then you drank it together on Zoom as if you were together at the same table?
Yes.
That's cute.
I cannot. That's cute.
Uh-huh.
All right, please continue.
We actually, I think the date went great.
So then what happened afterwards? Did you text her? Did you ask her out again?
I did. Well, she's been ghosting me since then, so I was hoping that you guys can help me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going to put you on hold. We'll play a song, and then we'll call her and see if we can get some answers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on one sec. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. That's next. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of Second Date Update. Let's get a recap real quick.
Okay, so we've been talking to Albert. Albert is trying to contact Amy. They met on Tinder. They ended up doing a Zoom date where they each bought the same bottle of wine, Seven Deadly Zins. Mm. Very cute. And it was like a dinner date. And you said it was great. You had good chemistry. And you talked about what you missed about, like, you know, normal life. And you want to see her again, but she's not getting back to your messages. Is that right, Albert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So here's how this works. We're going to have you on the line. I'm not going to put you on hold. We're going to ring through to her. She will be able to hear you. So I always tell people to mute their phone out. So do that, and we'll see if we can get some answers, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this Amy?
This is Shay. May I ask who's calling?
Sure. Amy, this is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning radio show on Star 101.3.
Amy's all business.
I actually know who you guys are. I really like it.
Oh, so she still doesn't sound too happy about it.
Can we just end it now so we end on a good note? Hey, Amy.
We're actually calling about Second Date Update. We do this segment every day on our show, and we talk to people who are like out in the dating world. And we heard from a guy named Albert about you. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I know Second Date Update.
All right.
So Albert's on the phone then. I know he's here. Like, I know he's on the phone.
Cool.
Albert?
Hey. You can bring up the camera.
The most awkward hey of all time.
Yes. Hi.
Sorry.
I mean, I knew you were on the line.
Well,
all right.
Here.
So, Amy, we've already heard from him, so we want to know about you. What was your experience about the date?
Yeah.
I mean, there really isn't anything. Like, Albert, he's a super nice guy. You're super nice, Albert, but, like, it's just not a match, you know?
Okay.
Oh. But, why? I thought that we, like, we got along. Like, we like the same music, you know, like.
All right, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just going to tell you because maybe you can learn from this, but, like, he's a snacker, and it's disgusting.
A snacker?
He got to-go pasta. We got food delivered, like, on our Zoom date, and he got pasta, and he snacked while he ate.
He's a smacker.
Like, who brings pasta on a Zoom call?
So, like, he smacks his lips while he's eating? Is that what you mean?
Yes, and it sauce got everywhere. It was so gross. It was like my biggest pet peeve. And like, ugh, why do you have to be a smacker? Like, you're so cute, Albert. But like, it got even worse. Like, he slurped his wine and he like kind of spit while he was talking. So like, it was just so many terrible things happening.
Maybe he was just nervous.
I was, but I like to taste my food too, and nobody ever said anything like that before to me.
Probably not to your face, Albert, but like, I'm so glad that we didn't meet in person, because like, you would have spat all over me, and like, I don't even know what I would have done. I probably would have left. Like, it was just.
So you're just really grossed out by this.
Can't you like enjoy your food like you say, but like a little bit less disgusting? Like,
oh, you seem bad. To have touched a nerve.
Albert, are you a messy eater?
I wasn't aware of that. This is like an eye opener.
No,
like,
I mean, you're not like a regular eater. Like, there's nothing regular about the way you eat your food.
Okay.
You guys, I don't want this to get mean, so why don't we just put you guys on hold? I don't know if it's a match. It kind of seems like it's not.
No, it's not. Look, I'm sorry. I can't get over the visuals. It's like all of my pet peeves rolled into one. I think you're a really nice guy, Albert, but I can't do a second date. I can't do it.